This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon family. It's Pastor Josh here with Pastor Joel and Pastor Brent, and we want to have a conversation about the Christmas series that's coming up, starting, what is it, the first Sunday in December?
December 1.
So Brent, tell us a little bit about what you have planned for us for that series.
Sure. The series begins December 1, and then actually will end on Christmas Eve. The Christmas Eve service will be the end of that series. So there'll be five messages, and the title for the series is Why Was Jesus Born? He Tells Us. So we're looking specifically at what Jesus himself said about why he came, and what was his purpose in coming down and being born and being a man. And so based on just several texts in the New Testament where we have Jesus speaking and saying specifically why he came, we're going to just be looking at those as we think about the purpose of the incarnation and Christ coming. The titles for the sermons after the heading, Why Was Jesus Born? He tells us December 1st to bring division and judgment is what we'll talk about.
Great.
To launch into our Christmas spirit.
Yeah, that's what I love
season.
To think about at Christmas.
Yeah. And then December 8th, to fulfill Scripture and do God's will. 15th, to preach and testify to the truth. And on the 22nd, to call sinners and give life to the full. And then on Christmas Eve, to serve and to give his life as a ransom. So those will be, each sermon will have basically two ideas that are straight from what Jesus said in terms of why he came to the world.
Joel, as we think about worship, I'm just going to throw a question at you. How do you think through, as in the Advent season, how do you think through our worship and the music and kind of how our services are organized? Do you think about it any differently during Christmas time, or is there...
Yeah, I think, I mean, Christmas, it's certainly a great opportunity, I think, just to sing a lot of beloved songs, you know, Christmas carols, things that people know or have sung for years and years, and a lot of those are just really rich with great, you know, great teaching, great gospel truths, you know, O Come Emmanuel, or Joy to the World, or and others, and so yeah, I always look forward to it, being able to sing those songs. Most people tend to not want to sing those, you know, throughout the year, even though you could in some ways,
sure,
arguably, but it seems, you know, out of place to people. If it's so, it's a good time to get to sing those. One thing that always fascinates me just in thinking through some of those great Christmas carols is it's talking about Advent, it's talking about the coming of Christ, and yet there's actually kind of a dual nature to the song. You think about the birth of Christ and you think about his first coming, but then really a lot of it can have to do with us as the church. We're waiting for his second coming. And mm-hmm. So, O Come Emmanuel, talking about, you know, Israel waiting for the Savior to appear. And yet we're kind of in that same place now, waiting for his coming. Joy to the World talks about, you know, him, you know, removing the curse and so on. And so there's kind of that, the first coming and the second coming are kind of both there in some of those good classic Christmas carols. And then there's some, you know, some modern songs that have been written also really, that are really good looking at the incarnation. So we'll use some of those as well. But I enjoy kind of getting to change things up and trying to make sure you do all the really good, you know, good Christmas songs. So
that's kind of a neat thought, I guess, that the anticipation of Christ's first coming, that it should, remembering that and reciting that and thinking about the glory of him coming the first time, that we in a sense are living in the anticipation of the second coming. So as we think about those promises that are fulfilled and the magi coming and the angels declaring to the shepherds, and what a great, you know, all those great things that are happening in the Gospels when Christ comes the first time, we're living in an anticipation that will be just as great or even greater. And because of the first coming, we look forward to the second coming. So I guess one question, Joel, is do you have any great songs on division and judgment for that first sermon. You can think on that.
We could just do some.
Maybe
some
I'll write one.
Maybe we can create division and judgment through the songs we do. You know, think songs that people really hate,
sure.
And then it'll bring about division. Yeah.
Well, we do have a budget vote that evening, right? So maybe
yes, that's an interesting morning.
We are Baptists. We gotta find ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to go back to some text, just to give people kind of some of the flavor of some of the things that we're going to be looking at. Jesus said in Matthew 20:28, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And then, referring to division, here's the text, Luke 12:51, Jesus says, do you think that I have come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division.
Yeah.
Of course, that's very contrary to what we think about at Christmas, where he is the Prince of Peace. There is a sense in which he came to bring peace, but there's also a sense in which he came to bring division and not peace, and knew that was to be the ultimate outcome, inevitably, of his coming because of who he was. John 6:38, Jesus says, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Do not think I've come to abolish the law and the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Let us go elsewhere to a nearby village so I can preach there also. That is why I came. So just looking at that phrase or similar phrases in the New Testament really is an interesting thing to think through. All the times Jesus says something about, this is why I came, this is what I came to do.
Yeah.
There's a wide variety of what he says he came to do, which is why in some ways it may not seem exactly like a Christmas series, but I think it's helpful at Christmas to think through all that he said, not just the fluffy stuff that is precious and we're grateful for, but you know, to think about all of it. So
yeah, I think that'll be really helpful. And even as I think hopefully the good songs and carols also, you know, unpack a little more why he came or you know get to the gospel. But we can just think about, you know, the miracle of him coming to earth, being born as a baby, and the shepherds and the angels and everything. And yet certainly, you know, there can be cliches about, you know, it's this gift of love or, you know, package, you know, the Christmas gift or whatever. And yet we need to be able to put that in the context of understanding this is why he came, you know, even as he's born and it's this beautiful thing, God's love, we understand even beyond that he came to die, right? And he came to lay his life down and as a ransom for many and to preach good news, to preach God's kingdom and all those things. And so we don't want to simplify, you know, what we're thinking of at Christmas time to something that's, you know, reducing it, but seeing it in a more full way. So yeah, I think it'll be great both with this preaching and the music, just to hopefully give a full picture that really helps us to have all the wonder and the joy that we should, because we're not simplifying it but seeing as much as we can as the richness of the incarnation.
Yeah, that's good. To cut through sort of the generic sentimentality, I guess is the word I'm looking for, that's, you know, just kind of gives us good feelings when Jesus came to accomplish a mission to rescue sinners. And he tells us that, and that's clear throughout the Gospels. So let's not miss that.
There's a text that'll be a part of the series too, where he says, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
Yeah.
Which is another text that has the same terminology. That's interesting to think through what that means.
Yeah.
And our need to see that we're sinners. That's what he's saying there, not those who think they're righteous. You know, he hasn't come to call them. They don't see their need.
Yeah. So the incarnation and Christmas story is communicating a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is an indictment on human sin that Christ had to come to bear the weight of sin. That shows our inability to save ourselves. Tells us that we need that. And Jesus didn't come to just do good deeds, but he came to preach a message of reconciliation with God through his own sacrifice. So, yeah. Well, I hope that gets you excited for this Christmas series coming up. Please pray regularly for the preaching of God's word and the gathering of his people on Sunday mornings, and particularly as we think through the incarnation. I hope it doesn't just become routine every year, but is that this series and this season will be refreshing for you as we recite old truths, but our core truths, and to be delighted in once again. So I encourage you to be there every Sunday that you're able to, and pray for the preaching of God's word, and encourage one another to really delight in this Christmas season. So thanks for taking a few minutes to listen, and we'll see you soon.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.